Welcome back, folks, to our Fill Your Cuppa Support Together podcast. I am your host, Mrs. O, and on my right, I've got Una Mary Leonard.
Hello, ho.
On my left, I've got wee Jem Casty.
Hello, hello, hello.
And this is season 3, episode 8.
Mercy. Believe it.
I know. We've been away for a wee while.
We have. Hard getting back.
We have. We took a wee break. We were busy. We finished up for Christmas and it's took a wee few weeks to get back into the swing.
Back into it.
We've been doing nothing. We have been busy. We've been working a lot behind the scenes of Support Together.
Yep.
Getting ready for our new project launch.
Mm-hmm.
So we finished up the Stand Tall, Shine Bright in November.
Yes. We did, that's right.
And we're in a wee transition phase before we start the new project, which is Support, Encourage and Bloom. And that should be starting, fingers crossed, April, Una?
Yeah. April, May.
Yeah.
Suppose we're at the minute we have mummies that we kind of call sliding doors.
Yeah.
There's mums that are ready at the moment. We're holding from the Stand Tall, Shine Bright, and we just can't say goodbye, good luck, out the door you go.
Cheerio.
Uh-huh. So it's about giving them the preference first and focusing on them, and that's what you're doing, Gemma. You're doing a lot of that.
Uh-huh.
Holding and looking at the two streams where they're going to end up. Mm-hmm. You know what we're going to do now, and one would be going on to our Flourish programme.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be volunteers, champions of S2.
That's mummies that have come through their journey.
Well. Yeah, they're not sitting now with postnatal depression or postnatal anxiety.
Uh-huh.
And then there's still mummies who their babies are one.
Yeah.
You know, when they're sitting under the criteria and they still need that.
Still need help.
Yeah.
Big time.
So we've been doing a lot of background work, getting a lot of new procedures and stuff in place to be able to do that sliding door to make it as easy as best we can for our members that we have already on the books.
So there is different elements to this new project?
Yes, there is.
Mm-hmm.
It is change. It's not the exact same project.
Yeah.
And we're bringing in new elements, and we're moving out stuff that we have realised through the 3 years it didn't really work or we could do better.
That's all through the consultations and reflections that we've done with our members and what we are seeing coming in and what people are asking of the service.
Yeah.
And
reflecting and
really and truly, there's similar, as you say, there's similar stuff that worked really well. Why get rid of that?
Yeah.
Build upon it, let it even evolve more. And then there's new elements that need more work on. Or
I'd say that there's a whole podcast by itself, girls, when we introduce the Support, Encourage, Bloom, because we'll be doing all of what this new project is going to offer.
Mm-hmm. Criteria.
The criteria.
All that kind of carry on.
Membership details, how we get you in, and then the different, everybody's journey is totally bespoke. Nobody does the same in the journey for S2 because we work with the mummy.
Very
and
much
there's
so.
There's no two people in this world, it's the exact same. So.
Yeah. And one shoe doesn't fit all.
Yeah.
And that's the beautiful thing about it. Mm-hmm. And because we're funded for 4 years and we're absolutely gratitude. You know, I'm so grateful that we have funding for another 4 years and we're able to build upon what we already created.
Mm-hmm.
And that otherwise the doors would have had to close.
Yeah.
You know, we need funding to keep us contained.
Well, aside from that there, how are you both keeping?
Yes.
Because it's a while from we've sat down in front of the microphones. And
I'm fine at rare now. I might as well tell you the truth. I really am.
How are you getting on there, Una Mary?
Where now? Sitting here.
Sitting there now.
I was trying to keep her hands herself.
I am trying to keep my hands. So this is why I'm holding the cup. There's fucking nothing in it because I've drunk it all. And trying not to move too much because I talk with my hands and my everything. Just getting back at it again.
Yeah. It doesn't take long to get settled in. Like in the chair, though. Sure, it doesn't.
No, God, no, it doesn't. I haven't been, and you've been in the chair sooner than me. It's probably start of November since I've been here. And it is getting back at that, talking on a mic, knowing that every word is being scrutinised, maybe.
And
mindful that I don't say too much bad language because that can flow out of my mouth too easily at times. But no, it's just getting back at it. And I suppose too, us making sure we ring fence that time to come out and do it because before, we used to come out on a Wednesday to record. And before, you know, you have mummies to see. You have to rush off now after this to go and see a mum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's getting it built back into our...
Put it back into the routine.
Rhythm again.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's okay. It's all right.
Starting back at school again in September.
It does take you a while to get bedded in, and I suppose after Christmas
we sure it's hard on teachers the great they're and they're off all weeks now trying to get back at it.
After Christmas, I suppose we had a wee break, and then we did planning in the office, and then when we were settled back in and thinking, right, we'll get back in to do the podcast, then we had the big storm.
Jeez, that seems like a lifetime.
Now that was some and storm.
Stopped because there was no internet, there was no
no, and you had to speak had to no your water. Husband and your children.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed it. Now, granted, it was only off 2 days. I've had a bit any more now.
And I come the Sunday, I was getting scundered.
But I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So we haven't took the longer break for our own benefit. We kind of had no choice.
Well, I suppose I have no choice, but also it does us no harm.
Yes.
You know, we have to sit back and we have to look at, you've been planning the next couple of sessions of the podcast and who's coming in and the guests. And, you know, we're doing more networking and working with other organisations because it's important for the woman, the mother, the family and the partner. So, no, I think it does us no harm. We have to pause.
Yes.
I mean, I love chatting. But the whole mummy banter, the Serena Terry thing after we done it, sure, we were completely Kentucky Fried Chicken. After it.
There's other fast food restaurants.
I know. And we were completely wrecked.
Yeah.
So it took us a while to get back. We had to allow ourselves to come down a wee while. And then,
how are you, Jen?
I'm good. Yeah. Well, I don't know what I.
What's that? I'm good.
And I'm going through a midlife crisis very soon.
Yeah, she's hitting the 40.
Yeah. And I would have forgot about that there, only that you brought it up.
Could you have forgot about it?
We have a big birthday. Because I'm not busy. We have a big birthday coming up
next week. We do indeed.
Jem's turning
30.
40. So what's that song, Kira? Jesse?
Josie's on a vacation far away.
I need a wee vacation far away.
No, it's all about Josie and her friends.
Yeah, and I like the girls a little bit older because I am the baby of the group.
The girls a little bit older. I'm 51.
So I would say a wee bit.
You nervous about turning 40?
Aye, a wee bit.
So what is that, Gemma, do you think?
I don't know.
Is it getting old or maybe do you think you need to mature a wee bit more?
No, by the time this
would you?
So what is it then?
I don't know. I could just reflect more on what you've done the past 40 years.
And are you proud of yourself?
I definitely am. But it still doesn't. We have to allow the emotions. You're a wee bit scoo-wiffy, as I would say.
Scoo-wiffy
is
You're busy planning a party because we will be boogieing on Saturday night. So the time this goes out,
we've already boogied.
We've boogied and we'll probably be hungover.
I'll be walking with bended knees.
Yeah.
Hopefully hungover.
Hey, you're going to.
Possibly.
Oh, you will. Uh-huh. We'll make sure of it.
Tell me what scoo-wiffy is. You say that's your wee word. What's scoo-wiffy?
Scoo-wiffy.
For the people that.
You don't know what we are sometimes.
You don't know what way you're thinking.
My stomach turned there whenever you said you're fucking turning off again for cursing.
Beep, beep.
Put that out. My stomach. It's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Have you exciting year planned? Have you anything planned for your 40th year?
40th year, yeah.
What are you going to do?
My plan is, and I've already planted seeds with my best friend, so we're hoping to go to New York.
Ooh.
In November-ish time. So
does your husband know yet? He's going to hear it now. He the podcast.
He might know by Monday. I've always wanted to go to New York. So that is. I suppose I'm starting off a wee bucket list.
Yes, exactly. Definitely. Do a list now.
But why do we wait?
Yeah.
Till we hit the 40, the 50, the 60, or
I suppose it gives that wee bit of a kick up there.
I know, but no, we shouldn't wait in that.
I don't know.
But you're right, you will feel apprehensive. It's like me turning 50 and you're thinking, oh my God, I'm going over the hill here. And am I now going to be, oh my word, I'm going to be less in this earth now. My time is kind of going less. As before I felt when I turned 20, I had the whole life ahead of me.
Sure, I know Sean longer now. I met Sean when I was 19, nearly 20. Yeah. I know Sean now longer than I didn't know.
Yeah.
And that's scary.
Big time. big time. And even acknowledging that, as you said earlier, you have to feel these big feelings. Yeah. But I think it's when you're sitting at this end of it, knowing it's that. See, when you, I'm hoping now, come Tuesday when you reach your big 40 and you're over the other end of it, you're going, fuck, you're here. It's only a number.
Okay.
You know.
And I'll always be lower then.
She's always going to be the baby.
None of us are getting any younger, Ciara.
I know, but I'll always have a lower number than the both of you.
Yes, and you do make us very aware of that.
That's quite crazy.
I love my age. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. Just when I'm out dancing and having the crack, it might take 3 days to recover because the knees are killing me.
Well, if we talk about dancing and having the crack, we did something this year, girls, that we haven't done before. But I think we're going to embed it in. It's going to be from now on. It's going to be our night.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to have a wee. Our Christmas night was actually New Year's Day, and we went away to a little village down the road, and we had a night out, and we boogied and we danced, and it was fantastic.
It was. It actually was really good therapy,
And it was the three of us and the three partners. And next year there'll be a fourth. We booked ourselves a wee room. It was partly for my husband's birthday, but you know,
you got the advantage of it.
It was mighty, wasn't it?
Deadly crack. Mm-hmm.
The atmosphere that there was in Donegal Town on New Year's Day was class.
Yeah, do not broadcast it.
No,
it wasn't Donegal Town. cut her out. We'll have half the country out of next year.
New Year's Day, once that band started, we started to dance and nobody sat down until the band finished. And the disco started.
It felt as if there was a spell on me, right? Because we were dancing away and Michael was the same. We were booging away like a good. And I was like, I need to sit down with this. The next song came on. And I it was as if, you know, my mind was saying, sit down with my body.
It was brilliant.
Oh, and the next morning getting out of it, and I was like, what's wrong with my knees? My knees were killing me.
I was here for 4 weeks.
Well, you were wearing beautiful high heels. I was smart.
And you wore them the whole night.
And it was.
It was a good night.
Definitely was. And I think no big crowd out. The band were brilliant. The company was great. And I think after being mums, over Christmas, being with the kids, giving them the best version that we could of ourselves at that time, and knowing that we could just go away and be us.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Be partners, you know.
Have a bit of time.
Everybody benefited.
Communicate.
Big time. So it was good, as you say. We'll be going to Belfast again.
We'll be going to Belfast or
IT
Cork,
crack.
Or Galway, or somewhere far, far away.
As if we're that popular. People will be coming flocking.
We started. We went to Dunloe. Now the whole country goes to Dunloe. So now we have to move.
Went to Dunloe, and then now I tell people about it, and then the whole country were going. But Dunloe's a good spot too. You have to give it.
Dunloe. It is. I like
and you know what I loved about being down
in Belfast.
Like, you went into the shop, right? And people were going, Happy New Year to you. And then you were going for a wee bite tea or a drink that night. And the bar staff and anybody you met with, Happy New Year. And even the next day, 2nd of January, hope you have a lovely year. Happy New Year to you. Michael went and stood at the beach. We had plans to walk the beach. But on his knees, couldn't take her. And his head was very sore. And people were walking past, walking their dog. And they would shout, Happy New Year. My word.
That's your heart good.
It definitely did. It was just, lovely.
It was a nice end to 1 year and start to another, wasn't it?
Yeah, because we did have a very full on year. 2024 was good to me personally, and it was good to me professionally.
It was massive for sport.
I'm very grateful for it. And that's what we try to practice as much as we can. Gratitude.
Yes.
Isn't it?
25 is going to be a good year. It's going to be a busy year.
Yes, it is.
But it's going to be good.
Okay. You keep championing it on, Pat, and I'll be on that bus with you.
Person.
Yeah.
This is Fill Your Cuppa, the Support Together podcast. And we couldn't bring the podcast to you today without the support of Supreme Motors. Whether you're looking for something affordable or a top-tier option, Supreme have the perfect car for you. along with a commitment to exceptional care at all times. Visit suprememotors.co.uk.
At the minute, it's a year's post.
It is.
With the hope and everything crossed that we'll be able to extend it out and fundraise or keep it going. So Carly's a new member and she'll be coming on to help our wee Jem Jem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She started at the start of February and we're getting her settled in and go through an induction and
training
and everything that was. She's been part of Support Together for a while. She was on our committee and she was a volunteer. And she works very well with the mummies. The mummies are all know her. So it's been amazing to get her in. She's slotted in as if she's always been here.
She definitely has. And the wee critter's sitting over there in the corner watching us, knowing that she's gonna be in the hot seat next. And it's not, we know. It's scary biscuits. You've seen even me getting back into the rhythm again. But we all chat and have the chat and giggles at work. So you're with your crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the next podcast. We'll be introducing Miss Carly.
I'll be slipping off in Carly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I just need to borrow later, borrow my glasses.
The blonde hair. And she's the same jumper as you today. Yeah. That's right. I know, because we don't like to confuse things, with the mummies. But yes, Carly supports you at the minute. She's been co-hosting the gatherings with you.
Way before Christmas.
And as you said, she's been on our committee. She has the lived experience also. So she has that.
Superpower?
Big time, which is a very valuable tool to have.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw it out there.
Wow.
What have you been doing to fill your cup of Gemma Gem?
What have I been doing?
Testy?
What have I been doing? Family time.
Connecting in.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. Midterm break was last week.
Mm-hmm.
Was. We didn't have it.
I was way up to see mummy and my niece's 10th birthday. So we went to cinema and went out for dinner and all that kind of jazz. Hadn't seen mummy since over Christmas. So I've not seen her physically. I know I test her every day. It was lovely.
The connecting in.
Yeah, I always love getting back to Castle Dawson.
Of course you are. True and utter Castle Dawson woman. Four in the bed was on.
It was? Oh my God.
And she championed it. I even watched it because Castle Dawson. Sponsorship, very welcome.
Did they win?
No, but they were very gracious.
Those were?
Second.
All right. What have you been doing until you keep your cup of filled?
Well, I suppose last year I went and did a nearly put myself on in the spin big time. But went and did a course. So
it wasn't just a normal course.
No, it wasn't. It was very, very beneficial, and Gemma did it a year or two before. So I suppose I'm so learning. Look at my fingers are going here.
Get you that hand back in
the
cup.
Back in the cup. I keep wanting to learn. So I went and did Reiki. I said it wrong. I was calling it Reiki.
That's what I called
Reiki. Is it not? Now I probably said it wrong again, but anyway, it doesn't matter. Level one. And just looking and interested in that kind of thing. I'm interested in learning.
That's the energies and stuff, isn't it?
Oh, the energies and the chakras and all of that crack. Very, very, very good. I don't think I'll be going on being a Reiki
master.
I don't think I'll be going practicing it as such. But I think the learning is very good for me. And also for Support Together. Stuff that we can bring into the charity. So no, I have a thirst for knowledge. And I suppose it makes me realise it doesn't matter what age you are.
Yeah.
Never, ever too late to learn. So that's what I'm doing.
You've been doing a lot of reading on your inner circle.
Inner child, sorry.
Probably that re-parenting yourself. Uh-huh. And often we're parenting with our inner child, our little me. And you can't parent from the eyes of a child. So I am. I've been into that for years and years, but I've really exploring it more, and we're delivering it. He's in Support Together. We talk about that a lot. I've always thought, because when I was being counselled, that's what my counsellor used to say. And I remember it really hit me about my inner child. I remember really, it's like, And that's how I used to then look at stuff. Like, how would my inner child be feeling now? Mm-hmm. Of course, it needs attention. So yes, I'm wanting to know more. I want to do more with our mummies and that, because that's who's presenting often through our doors. Then mummies do not look after themselves. And often they're parenting through
their inner child.
The little me.
Yeah.
So yes, I'm so, and that's straight away, it gets me
fired up.
Buzzing. It gets me buzzing. So that's what's keeping me. And I suppose I'm going to put out, I know I've said it before, but it's not all about me. It's just letting people know I'm dyslexic. And that should not stop anybody from learning.
Yeah.
And I think that's important to get that out there. That was never said in my day. You were always made to feel you were incapable. You weren't blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you here now, keep learning. Learn it your way. You know, we have so many different ways that you can learn stuff. Yeah. Podcasts. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Listen to podcasts. I've been listening to your doll, Mel.
Robbins.
And that let them and let me. We've been practicing some of that stuff anyway with NS2. There's nothing new in the book, mm-hmm. but the way she delivers it's very good. She's real. So learning, Kira. I could have just said that and that'd have been it. But then I have to go round the garden.
The orchards
and the valleys.
Yeah.
So that's me.
It is Una Mary.
Una Mary.
I'll have to ask myself.
Kira.
Well, you hadn't even got my breath there.
Just on the tip of my tongue, hey.
Was it?
Ah.
There you go, Gemma. What do you need to ask, Kira?
Kira, how have you been looking after yourself?
How are you filling your cup up?
Sorry, Kira. Aye.
That's the name of the whole thing.
I have been allowing myself to press pause and not feeling guilty about pressing pause.
Yeah.
How have you been doing that?
Just learning, putting up my boundaries and listening to my body.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
It's hard,
mm-hmm.
but it's needed.
It's a whole new way of thinking too. But mm-hmm. you've been practicing that for years. Sorry. That was the coffee there, wee burpee herpy. You've been practicing that for a long while.
But it's a muscle you have to keep.
It's like going to the gym, like what you're doing in the gym.
You have to keep building on it. And there's times it slips and you don't do it well. And there's times you're shit hot at it.
Yeah.
But I suppose from 2025, I've just said, right, this is my year and I'm going to be
mm-hmm.
Working on you.
Working on me. For me, because I deserve it.
And your little me.
And my little me. The mm-hmm. little Kira with her bob. Ginger bob.
Aww.
No, it was well looking.
Not a bit. Stop it. Well, here, thinking of bobs and haircuts, did we notice our Kira's growing the hair a bit and getting it styled?
Look at my hair colour the other day because I was covered in greys.
Well, not knowing.
The ears just think it's fabulous.
Yeah, I think it is. Because you're normally shaved the way up the back and all. And
Somebody,
then when you go out at night, you draw attention.
Draw attention from the wrong kind.
Well, not the wrong kind. It's just
not the kind that I would be interested in.
Aye. Having a love affair with.
Yeah. I am women. So, yeah, the hair's going to be growing a wee bit. My husband would love my hair to be long, but it's never going to be down to me or Shane.
No.
It's going to be.
What would you be doing? You do the hair the way you want the hair. Here, there's a sniff. We all know what the sniff's about.
Anybody smell that cheese?
Mm-hmm. I smelled it yesterday.
Did you?
I knew it was coming.
Was that burpee done there 2 seconds ago? It's coming out.
That's my shoes.
I found a wooden shoe in my toilet. It was clogged.
Very good.
Stevie's laughing at these ear jokes.
That's because you didn't come up with it.
I only know 25 letters of the alphabet. I just don't know why. There's nothing quite like being told I'm wrong by someone who depends on me for food, clothing and shelter. That's my life. my children, you're wrong, mummy. There's nothing quite like being told you're wrong by someone who depends on me for food, clothing, shelter. They'll tell you. Alright,
is that meant to be a joke?
It's in my joke here.
That's a true life thing. That's a quote.
Uh-huh. I don't want to sleep like a baby. I just want to sleep like my husband. He snores.
Oh, I love that. That's correct. Yes. See, last night I went to bed early. Then husband came to bed early.
No, I wasn't looking. No.
Jesus Christ. And then the son was in our room taking a shower. And then they woke and I was getting all snugged. And the next bit then I get all alert. And then I turn around and I go, I'm not great when I am tired. That's one of the Una thing. And I remember going, frick sake, would you just all settle down and get out of the room or turn off the TV? Because he'll be sleeping in 10 minutes and I'll be wide awake. Guess what happened?
Sleeping wide awake.
Out for the count in 10 minutes.
You should have got up then.
And I'm sitting there like, and I was just getting, you know, when you get that lovely, sorry, Kira, but that is true. I'd love to sleep like my husband.
You should have got up then, had a shower, had a disco or something.
Oh, well, that will happen someday. Yeah.
You'll get me to come over and just walk around the house.
Hi. And sneeze. Yeah. That would scare the bejesus out of him.
Right. Then the last one is, when your teenager asks you for personal space, would you remind her that she came out of your personal space?
Oh my.
These jokes are.
She definitely did. And he did. I know. Fiend. Come on, Fiend. Well, anyway, there. Anybody got any jokes, please do send them in to s2charlie@outlook.com.
We're scraping the arse of the barrel here.
We definitely are. Kira forgot the book in the office.
That's it, folks. That's our season 3, episode 8, finished.
Yeah.
We'll be back soon with our special guest.
We will.
Thank you very much, Una Mary and we, Jem Cassidy. It's thank been
you,
a pleasure.
And thank you, Kira. And cheers to all.
And we'll see you all soon.
Bye.
This was Fill Your Cuppa, the Support Together podcast, with me, Mrs. O, Kira O'Gowan, my co-hosts Una Leonard and Gemma Casti. The podcast today was brought to you with thanks to our sponsor, Supreme Motors NI, and produced by 9874 Creative.